Welcome back to Regional Radio for another Dream Team interview. Sean Malone here with you, and I'm now joined by Elena Buxton of the Fredericktown Blackhats, making the Dream Team in the sport of girls soccer. So, Elena, congratulations on making the Dream Team, and we certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you.
How did it feel when you found out that you were named to the Dream Team?
I was really surprised and excited, and I just was, totally, I did not see it coming, so I was super happy.
You make the Dream Team as a part of a vote from the area coaches throughout the listening area, and your coach, Darren McFadden, coaches are not allowed to vote for players, so he didn't vote for you, but he did nominate you, and you made it to the Dream Team, so congratulations on that again. How does it feel that it was the coaches that you were facing off against that voted you into the Dream Team?
I'm very, thankful to all the coaches. And I talked to multiple of them, before or after games, and they're all, super nice people, and, they're great. All of them, they're great.
It's pretty impressive that the other coaches are always very nice to you, especially when you're scoring goals and assisting on goals against them as well. It really shows a high level of respect that they have for you in your game.
Yes.
So this season, you were selected to the Hillsboro All-Tournament team and the Max Preps Player of the Week for the state of Missouri in the month of April as well. So it seems like the accolades just keep rolling in again and again.
Yes. I really set goals for myself this year, and the Hillsboro All-Tournament team was one of them. And I was very pleased that I succeeded in that one. And I didn't really know about the Max Player thing, but until my sister, she got it before me in, 2 weeks before me. And then when I got it, it was just super cool that me and my sister both got it.
That is pretty cool, especially that you got it so close to each other as well. Is your sister an older sister or a younger sister?
She's younger. She's a freshman. So this was her first year, so that's, really big for her.
Yeah, so, and especially since she got it before you as well. Was she teasing you about that, that she's the younger sister, the newer player on the varsity level, but still got a Player of the Week earlier in the season than you did?
She did tease me a little bit, but it doesn't really bother me. I'm super proud of her for it.
Yeah, definitely proud. What's the kind of relationship do you two have? Are you competitive with each other? Is it a very supporting relationship, a bit of a mix?
It's a mix. We definitely support each other, but we also, push each other, and we use each other to, set goals to, be better than the other one, and then it just makes us both work harder.
It's kind of like that song, "Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better," right?
Yeah.
You're a junior now. You just finished up your junior year, so congrats on that. Do you have any aspirations to play soccer at the college level, and are any schools looking at you?
I do want to play in college. I have an open tryout with Missouri Baptist next weekend, and I'm really, considering going there. I also have been thinking about going to Florida Southern, and I've been looking at Union University as well.
So you've got options all over the place that you're considering then. Close to home in it was Missouri Baptist, I believe you said?
Yes.
And then you got all the way down in Florida as well.
Yeah.
Elena, is there anyone that you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your athletic career?
I would like to thank my coaches because they put so much time and effort into the season with coming out to every practice and pushing us to be better. Coach Carver, he didn't know a lot about soccer, but he would watch it and try to learn to make himself better for us. So a big thanks out to them and to my sisters. I have a younger sister who will be a freshman this coming year, so I'll be a senior, she'll be a freshman. And then Erica as well, because they both push me to be better. And my mother for, she takes me up to St. Louis to play soccer all the time, and she's just terrific.
Elena, thanks a lot for your time. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the interview.
No problem. That is Elena Buxton of the Fredericktown Blackhats joining us for a Dream Team interview on Regional Radio.